O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Zechariah 9, verses 9 through 12. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Daughters of Zion by Aaron Rose, Isaac Wardell, and Paul Zach. A soft choir hums the opening of this song. A relaxed groove begins with percussion and light keyboard. The vocalist sings a series of questions asking when truth and justice will be restored in God's kingdom. The second verse takes on more hopeful confidence with statements instead of queries. The bridge becomes triumphant in the phrase, "Let your justice roll down," with full band and backup vocals.
When will the truth come?
Zechariah 9, verses 9 through 12. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double.
Zechariah gives this prophecy in approximately 500 BC, almost 500 years after the greatest Israelite king ever known to Israel, King David. Israel had returned to the land after their exile and was building the temple, but faced some significant opposition. Just before our passage, Zechariah prophesies destruction over Israel's enemies due to their pride and misplaced hopes. And then, in chapter 9, verse 9, Zechariah moves to prophecies about the coming king of Israel, the righteous, humble king bringing salvation. He's victorious in war and brings peace to all the nations, ruling the entire earth. He sets the prisoners of hope free and shelters them in his stronghold. This future king combines what can be two distinct and contrary traits, humility and sovereignty. This coming king is an all-powerful king ruling over the whole earth, and yet this future king is a meek and humble king. At the time of Zechariah's prophecy, we certainly would have scratched our heads at this strange coming king. But we know that about 500 years after Zechariah's prophecy, an all-powerful sovereign king rode into Jerusalem on a humble pack animal, a donkey, and the people waved palm branches for him, shouting and celebrating that their king had arrived to save them. Both Matthew and John call back to Zechariah's passage in describing Jesus' kingly entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, fulfilling this Zechariah prophecy. We serve this same humble, sovereign king who came to bring peace by conquering sin and death through his sacrificial death and victorious resurrection. King Jesus calls us to imitate his humility while serving him, while trusting in his sovereignty over all. We're called to look back on Jesus' humble and sovereign victory over sin and death while also looking forward to his second coming, when he will bring peace to the earth. So when we're doubting or discouraged, when it seems like God is slow in fulfilling his promises or answering our prayers, when we wish that God would work in a bigger, grander way, let us remember that our great sovereign King Jesus came humbly, but victoriously, and is coming again. Jesus came and brought salvation and victory over sin and death, provided hope to the prisoners of sin, and is coming again soon. As our passage says in the first verse, this news should cause us to rejoice greatly and shout aloud.
Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.